Yeah, so the kasher is, we see, that even in Hadoi, which was the place of Shmuel, there were also machmir like Rav, to consider a movi okum, like looks like an L shape. You come in one side and go down and come make a left turn and go out the other side, that's called Taros, is called Kemafulish. I mean, according to Rav, it's called a movi mafulish. So Mele, what should be the aloha? Elo Omar Rova, Zek Rova. The Yetzer is now Oise Tzuras HaPesach Lekulu, Lahai Gisa. Has all these small movies need a Tzuras HaPesach. Since every single one of these small movies is called a Movim Afulish, it's open like both sides to the Shus Rabim. On the right side it's open to the Shus Rabim. And the left side, then you have to make another left turn to go down the Movi Godul to come out to the other Shus Rabim. So according to Rav, a Movi Okum is considered like a Movi Mafulish. So the locher is, every one of these Movis needs its own Tzuras HaPesach. Because the Movi Mafulish needs a Tzuras HaPesach. Vida Gisa, what about the other side of the Movi? Mishdari Belechi V'Kaira. The other side, all you need is just a Kaira or a Lechi. So Drashi, Oysa Tzuras Pesach L'Kule Aktanen. It's all the small Tzuras HaPesach, all the small Movis needs its own Tzuras HaPesach. Mehach Gisa means V'yak Mamison L'Tzad Movi Godol. So Rashi, learning where you put the Tzuras HaPesach, where it turns into the Movi Godol. This is like picture 87. Picture 87, if you notice, all the small Movis, where they open up into the Movi Godol in the middle, that's where you put the Tzuras HaPesach. So you have to put the Tzuras HaPesach by the Yekumimis, where the Movi Cotton opens up into the Movi Godol, and you make a right turn or a left turn. Vidach Gisa, on the other side, all the way to the right, or all the way to the left. That's opened up through Rishus Rabim. See, Rashi says, even though before it was mashma lechi v'kaira, you don't have to have both. Now, either one is good. Either a lechi or a kaira is good. So that's the way you matter this movi that looks like a nadal, that has a lot of small movis open up into a big godel, into a big movi godel. So they all have a locha like a movi mafulish, that each one needs a tzuras ha-pesach. So you put the tzuras ha-pesach by the yekmimus, right before it turns, right before it enters into the Movi Godel, and then the other side of the Movi, of the Movis that open up to the Rishus Rabim, you have to put a Lechi or a Kaira. Said it over the name of Rav Kana Bar Menyumi, and Mishmei the Rav Kana Bal Malchiyov. In the name of Rav Kana Bar Malchiyov, Mishmei de Rav Kana, Rabbi de Rav. In the name of Rav Kana, who was the Rebbe of Rav. V'yamrilo, and some say, Rav Kana, Bar Malchiyov, is Hainu Rav Kana, Rabbi de Rav. That was the same person, that was Rav Kana, the Rebbe of Rav. What was his din? What did they say over? That Movui, if you have a Movui that has three walls around it, Shetzidoi Echod Oruch, one wall is longer. And the other wall, the length of the Mavi, is not so long, a little bit kotzer. Like the first picture Rashi has on the left side, the top picture, Rashi's first picture. That the right wall is longer than the left wall. Is the halacha? Pochus mi arba amis, if the right wall doesn't extend more than arba amis, it's not four amis longer than the left wall, then the halacha is mendiach es hakoira bealachson. You're allowed to put the koira, the beam across on top to be matter, to metaltel in the movui, across, slanty, straight across, like the fiction Rashi has. You can put the koira across, slanty. Arab amis, but let's say the wall extends more than four amis over the left wall, then ain't a mendiach es hakoira. Then you're not allowed to put the koira bealachson slanty. Elo kineged hakotzer. You have to put it just straight across, connected the kotzer, like the second picture in Rashi. Even though the left side wall is much longer, since the left wall is more than dalet amos longer than the right side wall, the kura has to go straight across where the right side, the smaller wall, ends. Rava says no. Echod ze v'yechod ze. Both cases. Even in the case where the longer wall is not dalet amos longer, still, eina meniach es hakura. Ela kineged hakotzer. You're not allowed to put the kura diagonally across, slanty, but it has to always be straight across, where the smaller movi ends, where the smaller wall of the movi ends. That's where you have to put the kura. You can never put it slanty. That's how Rava. The Baisat Alochri is like Rava saying, you can never put it slanty, you always have to put it straight across. So tomorrow, what's the Hezber? The Eimo at time with the his Rav will be Mazda, what's the Svara in his Shita that you're not allowed to put it slanty? The Eimo at time with the Du. And I'll tell you the time of the first man, the Yomlej of Khan Bar Malkiyov, that say you are allowed to put it slanty. As long as it does not extend more than Dal Damas, still you can put it slanty. What's the Machlekis? So at the time of the D, what's my time, Rav's time that you can't put it slanty, only straight across? So I'll tell you, Kaira, time of my Mishum Hekram. The reason why the Rabbanim will make with a Kaira on top of the entrance of a Mavi, because it's a Heker, is something you can see, that this Mokim is not Daimu to Rosh Hashanah, there's a Heker to remind you of Allah, so they have a Heker. Mainly if you're going to put it diagonally across, it's not a Heker. Like in Rashi's picture, if you start walking up on top, on the right side, since on the left side there's no wall at all, people don't realize that it's in the Mavri, they'll think it's in the Rosh Hashanah, and they'll come to be Matzah to Metatl in the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you always have to have the curve, like in the second picture of Rashi, straight across. That always on both sides of the Mavri, where you're allowed to carry, there are walls. So, with the curve on top, that makes it for a Heker to know this is not Daimut Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Rashi, see the Yechud Orech. V'nimshach koisle Rosh Hashanah yoisim koisle sheni kezeh. At this first picture, the right wall goes longer, extended longer than the left wall. The first man the Yom holds in Pachas Miyarabamas Oidiv Zeachaveiroi. If it's only less than Daladamas longer, Meniach Kaira Bialachsan. Then you're allowed to put the Kaira diagonally across. Viyishtamish Kan Biarucha Vikam Bixaran. You can be Mishtamish all the way on top, along the length of the long wall, as long as you're underneath the Kaira and in. Arabamas, let's say the wall extends more than Dal, or even exactly Daladamas and more, is Eina Meniach Kaira Al Roish. You can't put it diagonally one side on the longer wall. El akonis lifnim, you have to come down. You put it straight across. Now, what's the Hezber? Why does Rav say in all cases you have to put it straight across? Because he holds, and we hold a loch like that. What's the reason why a kera helps? Because it's a heker. So trashi of yalachsun lehevi akera shaharoy yibnei movi nim shachim u'mishtam shem b'shus rabin chutz. If people will see you walking above the smaller wall, along the long wall, so since on the left side there's no wall, it's only Rosh Hashanah, people will come to say, hey, you're allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah. Because the top part of the Mavui, this top part where the longer wall extends, doesn't look like part of the Mavui, since there's no left wall connected it. Therefore, Rava holds, it's also to metaltum above the left wall, and you always have to put the curve straight across. Where the smaller wall ends, that's where the curve has to go straight across. That's Rava's swara. Now, what's the swara of Kana? Zot Gemara? The Yema, time of the two, let me say the time why they hold, no, it's mutter, even to put the curve balachsun diagonally across, as long as it's not more than Daladam is longer. Kura mishumai mishumachitza. They hold what's the matter of a kura. We say it's a machitza, like the Bosunsi, which point. But the point of the kura comes down, like if you would say, pitikra yorid v'soysin. That the side, the end of the kura comes down, gives it a din machitza. Melo valach so nami have a machitza. Even though the kura is going diagonally, so what? Diagonally also. You say like pitikra, it comes straight down and as if you have a wall there. So it's not a din in Heker, it's a din that has a shem mechitza. So the mice that has a shem mechitza, that's where it's mutter. So the Gemara Amar Rav Kana, Hoyer Lishmaita to the Kana hi, Eimu b'milsa. So Rav Kana, since I'm saying over this name of Kana, let me explain a little bit the Shita. Ho di Amrit, that you said, the first man Yoma, that Meniach HaKorah B'Alachsen, you're allowed to put the Korah diagonally across. One side is along the longer wall, and the other side of the Korah is along the shorter wall. The alachsun is not more than 10. Shein bi'alachsunai yoisem yesem. That means from one wall to the other wall is not more than 10 amos. Abu yesh bi'alachsunai yoisem yesem. Let's say by going diagonally, there's more than 10 amos from one wall to the other wall. In other words, if it have it like the second picture to go straight across, I'll say it's exactly 10 amos. Well, let's say it's a drop less than 10 amos. Now, if you're going to take it diagonally, the curve becomes a little bit longer. And if the two walls are exactly 10 amos apart, by going diagonally, you make it a little bit more than 10 amos. So if the Kaira now has to extend more than 10 amos, you don't say the heter of Kaira, because the Kaira only helps the Mokim, it's a Pesach, and diagonally, since it's more than 10 amos wide, it doesn't have a Shein Pesach anymore, so Kaira can't help. That's what he's saying. Shein bial lo yamor ne'el shein bial achsuna yaisum yeser, where the diagonally is not more than 10. Al b'yesh bial achsuna yaisum yeser, if diagonally from the top wall down to the left wall is more than 10 amos, going straight across where you want the curve to be matter, is the rehakol ein maniach el kineged hakotzer. Such a case, you're not allowed to put the curve diagonally because it's more than 10 amos, but you have to go straight across because then it's only 10 amos or less. Drashi shem bialachsuna yosum yeser shamovi kotze leroch boy harbe yevi ein beroch boy yavarba amos anim shochun starf yosum yeser. It's not more than 10 amos. That's where it's mutter. If even after you extend the longer wall 10 amos longer and you have to go diagonally, when does Rav Kana say it's mutter where the whole thing is less than 10 amos or exactly 10 amos? Av yesh bialachsuna yosum yeser nimtza pischoy rochov meyeser. The opening is wider than 10 amos. Sharei kotacha sakurvi heavy pesach. Underneath the kura, you want it to be matir, and you want it to have a shame pesach there. And the klal is, you don't have a shame pesach more than 10 amos. Therefore, avad, you can't go diagonally, but you'll have to go straight across, because that way it's less than 10 amos. Or exactly 10 amos. So, the Gemara, Iboy Elihu. Now we'll see the heterim of a kura. Iboy Elihu. Maho lihishtamesh tacha sakurva. Are you allowed to be metal to ride underneath the kura? Again, usually the Kaira is at the entrance of a Movi. You have the Kaira straight across on top. Now, the Kaira itself is at least, it has to be at least a Tefach wide. It could be wider if you want it, but it has to at least be a Tefach wide. So the Shaila now is on the floor underneath the Kaira. Are you allowed to be metalkal? Could the Bnei Movi carry all the way to the end of the Movi, mamish to the tip of the end of the Movi, even underneath the Kaira? Or else the other side is no, they're only allowed to be metalkal up until the Kaira. But underneath the Kaira, that's nidden, like outside the Movi, that's awesome. Here, let's see Rashi. Mal lishtamish tachas ha-Kaira, satrashi yakol muvoy yiskoi. There's a general question on every Movi. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kaira or not? So the Gemara, Rav v'Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yechanan omru mutil lishtamish tachas ha-Kaira. They hold you are allowed to be metaltal even underneath the Kaira, and that's the halacha. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish Amru, Oser lishtamash tachas haKaira. They hold no, it's Oser to be mishtamash underneath the Kaira. So the Gemara, what's the machlokes? Leima b'hokim miflugi. Maybe this is the machlokes. Tamar sovar Kaira mishum heker. What's the reason why a Kaira is muter mishum heker? Or memela a heker, there's a heker. So if the reason is mishum heker, you have the heker there. As even though you're standing underneath the kaira, so what? Since the kaira is not 20 amas above, it's not more than 20 amas high, since you could see it by standing underneath the kaira, so the tam of kaira is mishum heker, that's the only paskin, avada it should be muta to matalto to carry underneath the kaira. Umasa, but the other man the Yema holds, no, Kur is Mishum Mechitza. The heter of a Kur is that we look as if one of their points come down and closes, like P'tik or Yerubasaisim. So which one comes down? I'll tell you the Pnimi, the Tzad, closer inside the Movi, that side comes down. So therefore, underneath, the Kura is considered like outside. The Mechitza is only from the inner side, not from the outer side. Like Rashi says, Kur Mishum Mechitza. The inner side of the Kaira goes down. Hilkach Osir. Therefore, it's Osir. The Minha Mechitza Lefnim Boyerishtamushi. You have to be Mishtamish from the Mechitza and inside. And here, where does the Mechitza come down? The inner side of the Kaira. Therefore, underneath the Kaira is considered like outside the Mavui, you're not allowed to be Metalton. Maybe that's the Machlaikis. Now the Gemara says, Loi. No, they're not totally this. You don't have to say this is the Machlaikis. Both svaras fit both svaras. What does that mean? Loi. The kula yalma, I could tell you, kaira mishum heker. Everybody holds the time why the rabbonim will make it with a kaira because it has a din heker, not because it has a din mechitza. We look as if the end of it comes down, but just the fact that you have a heker, you have something different there to remind the people not to be metaltal b'shus rabbim. That's why they make it. So what's the machlokes then? The machlokes is Tumas over hekero milagav. The heker has to be for the people inside the movi. So mainly when you're standing inside the movi, it's a svara by stois, that if you're directly underneath the kero, normally you don't look up, even though it's less than 20 yamas above you, but there's not such a heker there. Milagav means it has to be heker for the people inside the movi. So therefore, right underneath it, you don't realize it so much. So it's also to metalto right underneath it, but further inside the movi, there you can see the kero nicely. Umasova, the one that holds that smuter, hekera milabar. The yiki heker is for the people outside Rishus Rabin. That people walking through Rishus Rabin, if they're going to see you carrying inside the mavi, they shouldn't think the same way you're allowed to carry in there, who would you like and carry outside in Rishus Rabin? So therefore, if the bnei Rishus Rabin, if they see the kira, they see a heker, they'll know. Only inside the mavi it's mutter to metaltum, because that's not a Rishus Rabin. Where I'm walking now in Rishus Rabim, they would know it's Osir. So merely if the heker is for the people outside, so pshita, people outside, what do they see? They see the outer side of the kura. So the outer side of the kura, that's the heker. So therefore, avada, underneath the kura, you are allowed to be metal to walk and carry. So drashi, mas over heker lahanich migavoi binun. You need the heker for the people carrying inside the movi. Melev itzad hapnimi hevelu heker. What do they notice? They notice the inner side of the kira. Mela vi osil lishtamish min heker lechutz. You're not allowed to be mishtamish and be metal to carry underneath the kira, because that's like out of the heker. The heker is in the inner part. The inner part of the kira is what you notice from carrying inside the movi. And the other man the yomim says no milabar. That means lebnei rishus rabin, for the people in rishus rabin. The hainu tzad hachitzin. That means the outer side, the outer point of the kira, that's the heker. So therefore, underneath the kira, that's called within the heker, you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the kira. So that's the machoikis. And since halacha, we hold that a kira is mishum heker, and we hold you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the kira. So the hezber has to be halacha that we hold the ike heker is abif if you're standing outside the mavui in the Rishus Rabin, and you're looking in and you're seeing people being metatl inside the mavui, still it's mutter. Why? Because there's a heker for the people outside, realize they see the kira, and they know inside is different than a Rishus Rabin. So therefore, in the heker is the outer side of the kira, therefore you're allowed to be metatl underneath the kira. That's what I could say. Vaitazot Gemara, Viboyis Seimon, another teretz I could say is, the kuliyalma mishum mechitza. No, it's not muchrechet these svaras. Maybe everybody holds that the kira helps mitam mechitza. We look as if one of the points of the kira, one of the ends of the kira, come down and looks like a mechitza. Like we say a svar, we'll see later on. Pi tikra yarid v'soisim. If you have a flat roof, we say the ends of the roof comes down, has a shem mechitza. So here also the kira comes down and has a shem mechitza to it. So what's the machlokes then, if you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the kira not? This is the machlokes over here. The ones that say it's osir hold at the inner side of the kira. That's the point that comes down. The pnimi, the one inside the movi. Umasava rava holds chudoi hachitzon yorid v'soisin. No, the outer side of the kira comes down. That's the one that you say pitikra comes down. So since the outer side comes down, you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the kira, because that's within the mechitza. So drashi masava chudi hapnimi yorid v'soisin. Ninsa tachas hakira, if you're underneath the kira, mina mechitza lachutz. If you hold the inner side of the kira goes down, so if you're standing underneath the kira, you're like outside. Mela v'osir. And the other sheet there is, Rav's svar would be, no, that the outer side of the kira goes down, gives it a shem mechitza. Therefore, underneath, the kira is called within, inside the heter, inside the movi, or be mutter to carry, inside, even underneath the kira. Rabbeinu. Omer Rav Chisda, hakil moedim bebein l'chiyayim she'osir. It's up until now, we're talking about carrying underneath the kira. That's if the movi is matter with a, it has the heter of a kira. What about if you use the heter of a lechi? A lechi means a beam going straight across, at the entrance of the movi on one side of the entrance, like in picture 93, a lechi going straight up, along the wall. So what about, let's say the Malach Lechi doesn't have any shear, how wide it has to be. But let's say you have a Lechi that's a tefach wide, or two tefachim wide. Are you allowed to be metaltal adjacent, connected the Lechi in that area? Could you be metaltal or not? What about the Bein Lechiyayim? So Loshen Bein Lechiyayim is the plural. Loshen Rashi says not really plural, because a Mavi only has to have one Lechi to give it its heter. But it says Loshen Bein Lechiyayim, it means Mavi is the Alma. Rashi says, Hakol Moedim B'Mavi Shein B'Koira. If you have a Mavi that has three walls, a Mavi Sosin, and on the entrance, the fourth wall, you don't use a Koira, Ve'achshere B'Lechi, but instead you use a Lechi, that's a beam going straight up, a piece of wood at the entrance, along the side of the wall, going straight up. She'osin L'shtamish Bein Lechiyayim. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish adjacent to the Lechi. Kloima, the Drasha. What does that mean? Kineged HaLechi, adjacent to the Lechi. By the Noket Bein Lechiyayim, like what's Lashon Rabbim, the Guru, all you need is just one Lechi, a Mavoy is two Bekoi. It means like Lashon plural, because we're talking about a lot of different Mavoys. But the Lacha is if you have one Lechi, so he holds you're not allowed to be metaltal adjacent to the Lechi. Only from the inner side of the Lechi could you be metaltal, carry around in the Mavoy. But not adjacent to the Lechi, it's also. So tomorrow, boy minei, we'll soon see the Lacha, we don't hold like this. The Lacha, we hold this mutter. But that's what Rav Chisda holds. So tomorrow, boy minei, Rami Bachom and Rav Chisda. Rami Bachom, yes, the Shalom from Rav Chisda. Noatz, shtei yisedois, bishnei koisle movi. You have two pegs sticking out from the walls of the movi. In other words, we have three walls to the movi. The fourth side is all open. Now you have two pegs sticking out of the entrance to the Movi. Like if you have the picture book, picture 94, or else the bottom picture on Rashi here. We're outside of the Movi, there are two, the bottom picture of Rashi on the left side. We have two pegs sticking out on the top of the Movi, and on top of these two pegs, that's where you put the Kura. In other words, the Kura is outside the Movi, it's not on top of the Movi the way it should be. Yeah. Again, Noyet Shtei Yisedos Bishnei Koisle Movi Mi Bachutz, the two pegs are sticking outside the Movi at the entrance. V'haniach Koira Gabayin, and you put the Koira on top of these two pegs. Instead of putting the Koira on top of the Movi, on top of the entrance, you have the Koira like at the beginning sticking outside the entrance of the Movi. Maho, is it Mutter? Is this Movi Mutter? Is the Koira Mutter in such a way where the Koira is outside? Is the halacha the Koira has to be on top of the entrance? Or no? The Koira could even be sticking out in front of the Movi. Omalei. So he said like this. The divrei hamater, the one that holds before, like Rava, that you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the Koira, I tell you, then it's awesome. Then it's awesome. This Movi doesn't have the heter of a Koira. What's the hesber? If you hold your ladder, be metaltal underneath the Koira, what's the hesber? Because we say the outer part of the Koira is Yorod V'Soysen. It has a din mechitza, and the outer part of the Koira, that's what comes down. Now here, since the Koira is sticking out, it's out of the Movi, so if the outer side of the Koira is going to come down, it's away from the Movi. So male, this heker, this mechitza can't help for the Movi. But I'll tell you, L'divrei Yoiser, the one that says, no, you're not allowed to be metaltal underneath the Koira. So what's the hesber? Because the inner side of the Koira is what comes down. The mechitza is from the inner side of the Koira. Now here, this Koira, that even though it's sticking out of the Movi, but the inner side of the Koira is mamash against the wall of the Movi. So if the inner side of the Koira is what comes down for the Shem Mechitza, that mechitza will be right to negate the entrance of the Movi, and then it should be mutter. Mutter, he says. Avazot Gemara, Rava says no. Even if you hold the inner side of the Koira, the part that's near towards the Movi, that side of the Koira goes down, still here it's no good. And that's the halacha. Why? Because Be'inon Koira Agabe Movi Veleka. The side of the Koira has to be on top of the walls of the Movi. It cannot be in front of the Movi. It has to be on top of the Movi. Since here the Koira is not on top of the wall, it's outside the wall, like in picture 94. Therefore, it's possible. And that's the halacha like that. So, Drashi, the divri, the habmin was the divri, oyser, lishtamish tachas a karif, you only now have to be mishtamish underneath the karo, b'chom a voice. The time of mishum chudi ha'pnimi, yorid v'soysim. What's the reason why you can't? Because we say the inner side of the karo goes down. So, the zayhir, I would think, matir. kan lishtamish b'movi hazir. Agav hach kari, because of this kari, she'enu agabi movi, even though it's not directly on top of the movi, d'chiv on the chudi apnimi soisim, since it's the inner side of the kari, that goes down, nimsei stima sa kari devuka liksolim. The part of the kari that's going down is the part that's mamish touching the movi, so the mechitza coming down, this dovuk, is like very close to the movi. That's called a good stima that has a good mechitza to it. That holds no. You're not allowed to be mishtabish underneath the kura. Alma, what do we see? What part of the movi? What part of the kura goes down? The outer side of the kura goes down. That's why when the kura is kedinoi on top of the movi, you could mamish walk on and be metaltol underneath the kura. Because the outer side of the kura goes down. The mevel now a case of other it's oyser. Kol ha movi hazeh. Achiyaviyu kura cheres. Dein hastimu mechaberos leksolim. Because here, since the outer side of the kura goes down, that mechitz is not close to the movi. It's not seis in the movi. So the body of the movi does not have a head of a kura. That's his hazmina. And Rabbi says, no. The divrei hamat lishtamash tachas a kura, even if you hold. No. There's a space in between. Like Rashi is about warning, no, let's say the wall goes down, even though it's a little further out of the movi. But the chur, since it's less than gimel tzvachim, let's say lovid. So Rashi says, avad, this is only a lomdisha mechitza. Avad, lamaisa, all you have is just a kura sticking out on top of the movi. Now we're saying a lomdisha mechitza, we look as if the outside of the kura comes down. So here, since it comes down away from the movi, the steamer is not a good steamer, and the male of the movi has no heter. Therefore, it's also. And Rav answered back and said, no, according to everybody, it's also here. Because there's a new halacha, the kura has to be directly on top of the movi. And it cannot be in front of the movi, therefore here it's possible. So the Mara Eisve Ravada Bamasna L'Rava. So Ravada Bamasna has a kasha to Rava. You, Rav, are saying now there's the Yisrael in Kura. The Kura always has to be directly on top of the Movi. I'll prove to you now that the Kura does not, Padavka, have to be directly on top of the Movi. Even if it's a little bit on the side, even if it's a little bit outside, sticking outside the Movi, maybe still it's kosher. All right, we'll stop here. Continue next month. Next year.